Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Life with Monica Matthews. Somebody's got to say it.
So, dear Monica, I'm a 23-year-old guy, and most people my age are liberals. Do you have any tips on dealing with annoying Trump-hating liberals in the workplace? It's driving me crazy because I know if I say how I really feel, I'll get targeted. Any help would be appreciated. This is one of my many Dear Monicas, and this is not going to be a partisan response. That is a partisan email. And clearly that's his struggle because he lands on one side of the aisle and apparently many other people his age, particularly where he works, do not. And I don't know where he works. I would imagine probably in a bar, restaurant industry, something where people tend to be much more liberal with their opinions at work. So my answer to this is very simple. You are hired at a job to do a job. I was raised by a very hardworking Democrat, GM lifer, General Motors lifer, never missed a day of work, had a perfect record for attendance for over 21 years, and taught us all how to work diligently and how to go to work and not complain. He also taught me that you do not go to work to make family and friends. You go to work to perform a task and to perform it well. In addition to that, my father taught me the age-old proverb of you work as unto your creator. Because your creator, some of you call it karma, the universe, whatever, but your creator sees all things and rewards you openly. That's one of those promises that I hold on to when I'm struggling with stuff like this. And listen, I've struggled in my own career, not because of my faith, but because of my sex, because I work in a very male-dominated industry, and I'm not one to subscribe to glass ceilings. I just didn't come into this industry with that mentality, and I've worked so hard to maintain my purity of thought with regard to that, because I love men, and I respect men, and I like to honor men, and I think men are extremely valuable, and I don't see myself as unequal at all. I don't even think in those terms. I see men as protectors. I see them as providers. I'm extremely basic whenever it comes to the male-female relationship, but I also know that we were created equal. So I don't struggle with that in myself. But professionally, the reality is that there is a paradigm in place in my industry that has historically catered to a particular sex. It's nothing personal against me. I don't take it personally per se, but I'm just telling you, I've had my own struggles with this to let you know that I'm not a stranger to this conversation. Not really politically speaking as much as there are just some definitive rules of the game in my industry that I've had to really guard my heart. And that's my advice to you. To guard your own mind and to guard your heart around these issues. Because again, all of this serves to separate you from people you work with. And your workplace can be an enjoyable experience, especially if we could ever get back to work is not designed to be our number one family unit. Work is not designed to be a playground. Work is not designed to be a daycare center. Work is about production. So whatever your colleagues are doing that is counterproductive, I would simply say to you, remove yourself. Don't bring your political ideologies into the workplace. Whether you are a Trump supporter, whether you are a Biden supporter, black, white, gay, straight, Muslim, Christian, it doesn't matter. The level playing field is that you are there for productivity. You are there to increase a bottom line, because when your bottom line increases, guess what else increases? Your ability to prosper. It's very simple. You can feed yourself. You can provide for yourself and your family. Shelter, food, very basic necessities by virtue of who you align yourself with to earn a paycheck. Okay. So if you can keep first things first and guard your heart, remember it always starts in your own mirror, and guard your heart against these vitriolic conversations, it's very easy to want to defend. And I tell Christians this all the time. You are not there to defend your faith. It's the same thing. You're there to work. And if you want to be an example, if you want to proselytize, if you want to evangelize at the workplace, just show up and do a good job. Show up on time. Show up dressed decently. Show up unoffended. Show up not looking for someone to try to flirt with you just because they held the door open. Show up, you know, without your sexuality and your sexual preferences written across your forehead or on your sleeve or on your backpack. You know, I mean, just show up with one common goal in mind: to produce what you've been trusted. You've been entrusted to produce something for a company that you, it's called a company for a reason, right? We call them companies in the military for a reason, because they're all there to serve one purpose. The company moves forward. It's usually for liberation, right? So having a paycheck is pretty liberating. I could be wrong, but last time I checked, it is. So when people try, I guess what I would also say to you is, this is what I do. I just put on my armor before I go in. That my number one goal has to be connecting with people at my job so that we can all be productive. So if something is counterproductive, I simply remove myself from it. I will not engage. I do that. You would be shocked at the different arenas I go. I was judging a beauty pageant recently in South Georgia, and someone wanted to talk about our heartbeat bill that we passed here in the state of Georgia and whether or not we agreed with abortion. And I'm thinking to myself, I may be blonde, but I'm way too smart to step into that sewer. So it's like, I don't even know you people, and I'm the odd man out. I've never judged a beauty pageant, and I just know you're waiting for me to step in it. And so I'm not really sure. And the reason why they asked was because a number of the contestants came forward with their highly contentious opinions on, it's my body, it's my right to choose, or, you know, God's coming for us because we all abort our babies. It was one or the other. I mean, I'm in Georgia, okay? So this is highly polarized conversation we're having. And I had made up my decision that I wasn't going to be dragged into that level of disparity, because I wasn't there for that. It wasn't my opinion that mattered. I wasn't the beauty contestant. We had contestants for that. So I had to make a conscious choice to keep first things first. And in the workplace, it works. You're there to be productive. And people, I'm telling you now, this is for some of you who feel like no one pays attention to what you do. I promise you with every fiber of my being, you may not be recognized at this job, but there's going to come a day when all that hard work, all that putting your head down and being productive and being a positive, productive employee, I promise you, it will come back to you tenfold. Someone will notice. Someone is noticing. So someone's keeping a record. Trust me. So just choose. Just choose to do good. Choose life. All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Monica On Your Talk. The Monica Matthews and Monty Matthews on Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, monicamatthews.com. Be kind to yourself. I love you so much. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. It's never boring. Always exciting. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.
around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.